So, we're going to turn to the word of the Lord this morning.
我们一起来学习神的话语。
I'm not as skilled a storyteller as mom is.
我并不像妈妈一样是一个非常非常棒的讲故事的人。
But I do have a message for us this morning, a Christmas message.
但是我确实有一个有关圣诞的信息分享给大家。
And it's going to be a different type of message.
但是是一个不一样的信息。
Because we also have our youth with us today, and we're really glad you're with us today.
因为今天我们的青少年留在这里跟我们一起听到。
So it's definitely a message with examples today.
所以是一个有具体例子的信息。
How many of you have a Christmas tree set up in your home?
有多少人家里已经布置好圣诞树了？
How many of you have gifts underneath your tree?
有多少人圣诞树下面有礼物？
If you have a tree and there are no gifts, that's really sad. I'm so sorry.
如果只有树没有礼物，人太悲伤了。
How many of you already know something of what you're going to get for Christmas?
有多少人已经知道自己圣诞节要得什么礼物了？
Oh, Venus raised her hand.
So Venus 已经知道。
John must have gotten her something really nice.
John 肯定给她买了一个很好的礼物。
Oh, she picked it.
她自己选的。
Maybe it's really nice.
可能是一个很棒的礼物。
So I brought a gift this morning.
我带了一个礼物来。
You might not be very excited to receive this on Christmas morning.
你可能圣诞节早上并不是很期待见到这样东西。
It's an orange.
它只是个橙子。
It's a good orange.
是个很好的橙子。
But it's an orange.
但只是一个橙子。
When my father, Dad Nolan, was still, before he went to heaven,
当我父亲去世之前,
he used to tell us stories about his childhood and Christmas.
他会讲他小时候过圣诞节的故事。
A lot of us, if we look back, our childhoods and our Christmases perhaps were very simple and very limited, weren't they?
我们很多人回头看的时候，我们童年过圣诞的记忆可能都是很朴素、很简单的。
You may not have had big Christmas trees.
你可能没有很大的圣诞树。
You may not have had a lot of gifts.
可能没有很多礼物。
You may have been quite limited in your resources or your income.
可能资源和收入都非常有限。
So Dad, grew up on a farm and they didn't have a lot of money.
所以我爸爸呢，他在农场里长大，没有很多钱。
It was a long time ago.
是很久很久以前。
Almost, wow, almost 100 years ago. That's a long time.
差不多是一百年前了。
And Dad said for their Christmas on the farm.
所以我爸爸说，在他们的农场里过圣诞节呢。
Their gift might be.
他们的礼物可能是
an orange.
一个橙子。
Now you are going, you're poo-pooing that. You're saying an orange for Christmas.
然后你可能觉得一个橙子当圣诞节礼物。
But they were quite poor.
但是他们那个时候很贫穷。
And in those days, it's not like it is now. Things didn't, they weren't shipped here and there. You had what was in your area.
在以前呢，物资不像现在这么丰富。你这区域有什么，就只能拿到什么。
So an orange was really special because oranges didn't grow in Alabama where the farm was.
所以在阿拉巴马这个地方呢，他们的农场是不产橙子的，所以橙子是很珍贵的。
They came from several hundred miles away.
他们来自于700英里以外的地方。
And so an orange was a really special Christmas gift.
所以一个橙子就是一个很特别的圣诞礼物了。
We're going to talk about Jesus today.
我们今天会来讲耶稣。
The gift that's too wonderful for words.
这个是言语难以形容的好的礼物。
Much more special than an orange.
比这个橙子要特别的多。
It's a very simple message this morning.
今天是一个很简单的信息。
But we're going to talk about Jesus, the gift of Christmas that God has given us.
那我们要来讲耶稣是神所赐给我们圣诞节的最好的礼物。
I took the title from an area in the Bible that is not about Christmas.
我拿这个标题是选自圣经里面一段经文，但并不是有关圣诞节的经文。
Paul is writing a second letter to the Christians who are living in Corinth.
保罗是写信给哥林多教会的第二封信。
And Corinth was a church that was different from a lot of the other churches.
哥林多教会和其他很多教会不同。
There was very little persecution.
他们受的逼迫不多。
And they were quite rich.
他们都是很富有的人。
And so he's writing to encourage them to give offerings to other Christians who are very, very poor and who have lost everything because of persecution for being Christians.
所以他保罗是写信给哥林多教会的人，鼓励他们奉献金钱给其他那些很贫穷的教会。
And Paul is talking about giving, and then he's talking about how generous God is.
所以保罗是在讲奉献，是在讲上帝是有多大方。
And it's almost as if excitement just overcomes Paul.
所以呢，看起来很像是保罗突然非常的兴奋。
And out of the blue, he writes this.
然后没有由来的他写了这一句。
2 Corinthians 9:15 records it.
哥林多后书九章十五。
Thanks be to God for His gift, too wonderful for words.
感谢神，他的恩赐难以形容。
And he's talking about Jesus.
然后他讲的就是耶稣。
Now some Bible teachers will say, "Well, he really means salvation."
有一些圣经学者说他指的是救恩。
Well, you could say salvation.
你可以说这是救恩。
But you can't separate salvation and Jesus.
但是我们无法将救恩和耶稣分开来看。
Because the two go together.
因为他们两个是一体的。
And without Jesus, we have no hope for salvation.
如果没有耶稣，我们就没有得到救恩的盼望。
Paul was the most eloquent writer. I'm going to put the orange down now instead of playing with it.
我把橙子拿放下了。
Paul was the most eloquent writer and speaker.In the New Testament,
保罗是新约里面一个非常有学识的一个学者。
Everybody, all Bible scholars agree.
所有的圣经学者都同意。
Now you may know someone who's very eloquent.
你可能知道一个人，他是很有学识的。
But he wouldn't have measured up. He or she wouldn't measure up to Paul.
但他可能都跟保罗没法相比。
Your Bible. May say,
可能会说
"Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift."
可能会说到这个礼物是一个没有办法用语言来形容的。
Same meaning,
是同样一个意思。
Paul, the most eloquent of all the writers,
保罗是一个非常有学识的学者。
At this point,
在这里写的
"In trying to describe the gift of Jesus."
他是要来讲耶稣作为一个礼物。
Is lost for words. He can't find good enough words to describe Jesus.
连他都没有办法找到一个具体的词来形容耶稣。
Do you know what he does right here?
你知道他做了什么吗？
When he says this gift too wonderful for words,
当他说他的恩赐难以形容的时候，
Paul makes up a new word.
保罗自己编了一个词。
It had never been used or has never been found in Greek.Before this moment, when Paul says it,
所以在这一节经文出现以前呢，这个希腊语里面是没有这个词的。
And so Paul is not saying forget trying to describe Jesus. He's not saying that.
保罗并不是说大家不用想着办法去形容耶稣。
But he is saying try, but you'll never be able to really describe this wonderful gift of Jesus.
他的意思是你可以尝试但是你又没有办法找到一个具体的词来这样形容耶稣。
But let's try for a little while this morning.
但是我们也来尽力的尝试。
This is the fourth Sunday of Advent.
这是我们第四个圣诞节前的主日。
And so we know what the theme of the fourth Sunday of Advent is, right?
我们知道第四个主日的主题是什么。
It is?
就是。
Thank you. That was easy, wasn't it?
就是爱。
Don't you wish your university professors gave you questions that easy?
大家也希望自己的教授给自己出的题目这么简单。
Love is the theme of the fourth Sunday of Advent.
爱就是圣诞节前第四个主日的主题。
And as we try to describe Jesus, this wonderful gift,
在我们想要找一个词来形容耶稣这个完美的恩赐的时候，
Let's start at the most important part.
我们从最重要的一部分开始。
He is a love gift to you and to me. He is a love gift.
他是一个充满爱的礼物给到我们。
You know this verse.
你知道这节经文。
John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
If you don't remember anything else about describing the gift of Jesus, remember love.
如果你想不起来有其他什么词来形容耶稣的话，请一定要记得爱这个词。
We live in a world where there's not a lot of love these days.
我们住在一个世界，当今世界上是没有很多爱的。
Some families are broken and there's very little love.
有一些家庭是破碎的，家里面没有很多的爱。
Friendships and relationships are often transactional.
有一些友谊和关系都是交换形式的。
That is not the gift of Jesus.
这不是耶稣给我们的礼物。
Here's another passage, 1 John.
约翰一书。
God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins.
神差遣他的独生子到世上来，要使我们借着他而活，神的爱就在我们中间显明了。不是我们爱神，而是神爱我们，差遣他的儿子为我们的罪做了赎罪祭，这就是爱了。
The number one reason Jesus came to this earth and was given to us is because of love.
耶稣来到这个世界上为我们的罪受死的第一个原因就是因为爱。
I talk with people, even Christians, who often struggle with, does God love me? Does God love me?
我和一些基督徒讲话，很多时候都在他们都在挣扎，神到底爱我吗？
Start here.
就从这里来看。
It's an intentional gift that was given out of love.
这是神因为出于爱有意要赐给我们的一份礼物。
Now I have a negative example for you.
然后我要给大家举一个反例。
I was talking with a friend here in Hong Kong some years ago.
几年前我在和一个在香港的朋友聊天。
And she was a missionary.
她是一个宣道士，宣教士。
And she was quite good friends with a wealthy family.
她和一个很有钱的一户人家是好朋友。
And she invited some of her friends to meet them also.
然后她就邀请自己的朋友来跟这个有钱的家人认识。
And they all became friends together.
然后他们全都成为了朋友。
And at Christmas time, they were invited over to the house of this wealthy couple.
然后在圣诞节的时候呢，这个有钱人家就把大家都请到家里来。
And they had gifts for them in the course of the meal.
给他们准备了礼物，还有一顿美食。
But it became apparent very quickly that they really liked the newer friend, the invited friend, rather than the first person they'd become friends with.
但很明显呢，他们那一户人家更喜欢新认识的那个朋友，多过他们自己本来已经认识的那个朋友。
And they gave that person a really fancy, a really lovely gift, and it was just perfect, and she liked it so, so much, and she was so happy.
然后他们给那个新朋友呢，就准备了一份完美的、华丽的礼物，他很喜欢。
And then they looked at the original one. They said, we've got something for you too."
然后他们跟原来那个旧朋友就说，我们给你也准备了东西。
And she started looking and trying to find something.
然后他就开始找。
And she came up with something.
他找到了一个东西。
And she gave it to her.
他就把这个礼物给他了。
It was in wrapping that obviously.Wasn't really for this person.
他们一看这个礼物就知道肯定不是专门为他准备的。
It was a repurposed gift.
是另外转送的一个礼物。
Have you ever received a repurposed gift?
你有收到过这样的礼物吗？
I'm so sorry, Melrose. She has.
太抱歉了。
Don't worry. Melrose was brave and she said it out loud. We have all received repurposed gifts.
我们是不是都有收到过这样的礼物？只是 Melrose 很勇敢说出来了。
And sometimes we don't mind receiving repurposed gifts.
有的时候我们并不介意收到转送的礼物。
But now let's be really honest. Come on, let's be honest.
但是我们也很诚实的来看。
Sometimes we give repurposed gifts too.
有的时候我们也给别人转送礼物。
But in this case,
但是在这个情况中
，the gift didn't suit the person.
这个礼物并不适合这个人。
The gift didn't physically fit the person.
这个礼物一看就知道不是配他的。
And it was clearly an afterthought.
明显就是后来突发奇想要转给他的。
You all think I'm making up this story.
你们都觉得我是编出来的。
I'm not making up this story because I have the gift right here.
我并不是编出来的，因为我就有这份礼物。
And you know what? I'm going to show it to you.
我要给大家展示一下。
Because I received the gift after that.
因为之后我就收到了这份礼物。
Now me, I loved it because it's from Links of London.
我很喜欢，因为是这个牌子的。
And it's a really cute little bracelet.
是一个很好看的手链。
Sterling silver, and I love it, and I wear it a lot. I was happy with it.
我很喜欢它。
But in the original giving, it wasn't a love gift.
但最开始并不是一个出于爱的礼物。
It was an afterthought.
是之后想出来的。
It was a make-do gift.
是一个必须勉为其难要给的礼物。
That is not Jesus as a gift to you.
耶稣给我们这样一个恩赐就不是这样。
The Bible is very clear.
圣经说得很清楚。
God planned from the beginning to give you Jesus.
神从一开始就有计划要将耶稣赐给我们。
Not an afterthought.
并不是之后突发奇想。
Not a, okay, this will do.
并不是勉为其难的，哦，这个就行了。
God planned from the beginning.
神从一开始就有一个计划。
He gave the best he could.
他把他所能给的最好的给了我们。
He gave the gift that you needed that would suit you, and that is Jesus.
他给了最适合你的那一份特别的礼物，就是耶稣。
Jesus is a love gift.
耶稣就是一份充满爱的礼物。
Sorry, I'm touching things with my hand. It's a timely gift. Jesus is a timely gift.
耶稣是一个很适时的礼物。
How many of you...are late for your Christmas presents right now.
有些人现在还没准备好圣诞礼物的。
Thank you, Alana. I am too.
我也是，迟了准备。
I was helping mom get a gift for my brother in the U.S.
我在帮妈妈准备给美国的兄弟的礼物。
I have a really good friend in the U.S. because we're living in Hong Kong, so I have a friend in the U.S. who helps me with gifts.
我有一个美国很好的朋友，因为我在香港没办法准备，所以在美国那个朋友帮我。
His name is Amazon.
他的名字是亚马逊。
And so I thought we have plenty of time, and I helped mom get a gift for my brother from Amazon, my good friend.
所以我就从我的好朋友亚马逊上订了一份礼物给我兄弟。
We did it 2 weeks ago. No problem. Plenty of time.
我们两周前就已经下单了。
Really nice coffee beans.
很好的咖啡豆。
We were so pleased with ourselves.
我们觉得很开心，很满意。
And after we had placed the order,
然后我们下单之后呢？
A little notice popped up on my phone screen.
我手机弹出一个消息。
Your gift will arrive approximately January 9.
你的礼物可能一月九号会到。
And by then it was too late.
如果那个时候就太晚了。
Sometimes our gifts are not timely, are they?
有的时候我们给的礼物就是不及时的。
But God's timing is perfect.
但是神的定时永远是最好的。
Look at these two verses very simply.
看这两节经文。
In Galatians, Paul writes in chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
When the right time came, God sent his son.
到了时机成熟，神就差遣他的儿子。
At just the right time.
到了时机成熟的时候。
God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves.
神就让他降生。在律法之下的人，将律法之下的人救赎出来。
It was just the right time.
这个就是成熟的时机。
I struggle with God's timing sometimes, don't you?
我有的时候对于神的定时非常的挣扎。
I want God to be faster.
我想要神快一点。
I want God to do it now.
我想要神现在立马成就。
I want the answer when I want the answer.
我想要在我想要的时候就拿到答案。
But God has a timing that He makes very clear.
但是神对于他的定时很清楚。
And God's timing is perfect.
神的定时是完美的。
The gift of Jesus was a timely gift, not too late and not too early.
神让耶稣降世就是一个完美的时机，并不太早，也不太晚。
And we read about it in Romans 5. This is Paul still writing.
我们在罗马书五章里面，保罗写道。
Here's the perfect timing of the gift.
这个是完美的时机。
When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. That's verse 6.
在我们还软弱的时候，基督就照所定的日期为不敬虔的人死了。
At just the right time.
就在所定的日期。
Do you know what the right time for you and for me is? The gift of Jesus?
你知道对于我们来说最好的时机是什么吗？
When we are utterly helpless.
就是在我们绝望的时候。
When we cannot help ourselves.
就当我们没有办法自救的时候。
Sometimes God lets us get to the end of all of our resources, all of our effort, and all of our trying.
有的时候神让我们走到我们自己资源努力的尽头。
We're trying to get it done ourselves.
我们想让用自己的方式来完成我们的目的。
We're trying to work things out.
我们自己想办法解决问题。
We're trying to make it work.
我们想要有一些有作用的方法。
We're trying to put things together in a good way.
我们想要用好的方式将一些问题解决。
And then when we've got it worked out, okay, God, now come in and help.
当我们做不到的时候，我们就说神啊，来帮我们吧。
But God makes it very clear.
但神很清楚。
We cannot help ourselves.
神说我们没有办法自己拯救自己。
And that's why He gave us Jesus.
这就是为什么他将耶稣赐给我们。
If you are in a mess this morning,
如果你现在境况一团糟的话，
it does not matter what kind of mess.
不在于你是哪一个方面糟糕。
Is it a relationship mess?
或者是人际关系上的。
Is it a financial mess?
或者是经济上的。
Is it an emotional or a mental mess?
或者是你自己的情绪或者是精神方面。
Jesus is the gift that you need.
耶稣都是你需要的礼物。
He's a gift without strings.
Without?
No conditions attached.
耶稣是一个不计回报的礼物。
Let me read this verse to you.
我来读这节经文。
But when God, our Savior, revealed His kindness and love, He saved us not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and a new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
然而到了神我们的救主显明他的恩赐和慈爱的时候，他就救了我们，并不是由于我们所行的义，而是照着他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。 圣灵就是神借着我们的救主耶稣基督丰丰富富浇灌在我们身上的。
No strings attached.
并不计回报。
It is not a transactional relationship.
并不是有交换性质的关系。
True story.
再来讲一个真实的故事。
I went to China almost 40 years ago.
我四十年前去到中国。
That tells you at least how old I am.
那告诉大家我大概有多大。
I love Tobias so much.
我很爱 Tobias.
Because a few years ago, I was saying something about my age. And Tobias looked at me in shock. Shock, I tell you.
因为几年前我说我年龄的时候，他看起来非常的震惊。
And he said to me,
然后他跟我说
I thought you were about 40 years old.
我以为你只有四十岁。
Do you remember that, Tobias? Not really.
你记得吗？已经不记得了。
But I treasure that comment.
但是我非常珍惜这一句评价。
Deep in my heart.
在我心里面。
But it was, this was in China about 40 years ago.
这是在四十多年前在中国发生的。
And things were very different in China in those days.
在四十多年前呢，事情是很不一样的。
And I had friends who were teaching English in the Guangzhou area.
我有朋友在广州附近的地区教英语。
And it was the early 1980s.
是九十年代初。
And this family became friends with them.
然后他和一户人家成为朋友。
And they gave them things.
他送他们礼物。
China was difficult in the early 80s.
在90年代初中国还是很贫穷的。
They invited them for meals, big meals.
他请他们去家里面吃大餐。
Fancy meals.
很华丽的美食。
Really, so many gifts, so many nice things.
很多很多礼物和很好的东西。
The end of the year came.
然后到了年底
，and the family was packing up, ready to go back to the U.S.
然后我朋友这一家人准备打包行李回美国。
And the day or two before they were getting ready to get on the airplane,
他们上飞机前两三天左右呢
，this family showed up at their door.
这一户人家就来到他的门前。
They had their young daughter with them.
他们带了他们的年轻的女儿。
And her suitcase was packed.
然后她的带了一个满满一行李箱。
And they had brought her.To this family,
然后他们把他带来了这户人家面前
，so that the family could take her to America.
所以我的朋友能把这个女孩带回美国。
Of course, they couldn't do that, could they?
所以他们当然是不能带她走的。
But that's the way it worked in those days, a transactional, a gifts with strings.
所以他们是想用交换的形式来。得到他们所得到的好处。
Now please understand, I'm not pointing a finger at anything.
我并不是在指责什么事情。
But all of us have been in situations where we have given or received, and there have been strings attached, right? There have been expectations.
所以很多的时候我们给予和收到回报都会随机 伴有一些条件。
I want you to look carefully.
所以我希望大家仔细地看。
At the gift of Jesus.
耶稣这一份礼物。
Not because of good things you have done.
并不是因为你做了什么好事。
It's not that type of relationship.
并不是一个交换性质的关系。
He saved us through his mercy and because he loves us through Jesus.
他是因着耶稣基督的爱和恩典所以来拯救我们。
That's the gift of Jesus.
这就是耶稣这份礼物。
Without strings attached.
并不是带着回报和条件的。
And I'm really glad for that.
我非常感恩能有这样一份恩典。
Because then what I know is God's motives with me.Are pure always.
所以我就知道神对于我这个人的动机是完全纯正的。
I am not tricked.
我并不是被骗进一个骗局里。
Nothing is hidden.
没有什么事情对我是隐藏的。
I love you.
神就是爱我。
And I give you Jesus.
所以把耶稣基督赐给我。
And we come near the end. It's a gift that costs something.
然后呢，这个礼物它也是有一些代价的。
It's a sacrificial gift.
是一个充满奉献精神的礼物。
We've all given gifts that didn't cost a lot, or we just kind of passed on a gift.
我们有的时候有一些成本不是很高的礼物，我们就会拿下或者传出去。
That's not Jesus.
但并不是耶稣。
And Paul says, since he did not even spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else?
所以保罗说他连自己的儿子都舍得为我们众人把他交出来，难道不也把万有和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Yes, he will.
他会的。
You see, the very best and the highest and the most precious is Jesus.
所以我们看到最好的最宝贵的礼物就是耶稣。
And he's already given you Jesus.
他已经把耶稣赐给你了。
If he's given you the best, there's no problem with anything else.
如果他把最好的都赐给你了，那些次好的他也不会吝啬。
And then look at what he writes in 2 Corinthians.
然后在哥林多后书八章里面写道
，You know the generous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你们是知道我们的主耶稣基督的恩典的。
Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make you rich.
他本来富足却为你们成了贫穷要使你们因他的贫穷成为富足。
That's the only transactional part about the gift of Jesus.
这是唯一一部分有交换性质的。
And so this morning as we talk about Jesus, the perfect gift, as we come to a close,
所以我们来总结有关耶稣他是一份完美的礼物。
We know that we are one of two people this morning, one of two.We are in one of two groups this morning. There, when it comes to the gift of Jesus, there are only two groups.
有关耶稣的礼物呢，接受的人只有两种，我们是其中的一种。
Here it is.
这里。
This describes John chapter 1, which is one of the most wonderful Christmas chapters in the whole Bible.
约翰福音一章里面是有关圣诞节的一部分经文。
He came into the very world he created.But the world didn't recognize him.
他来到这个世界，世界却不认识他。
He came to his own people, and even they rejected him.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人却不接受他。
That's one group.
这是一部分人。
The group that Jesus came, the gift came. No, I don't recognize Jesus as a gift. No, I want to do things my way. No, I don't need God.
耶稣来到他面前，他拒绝耶稣，他不要跟随他，不要相信他。
Or,There's this group.
或者是第二种。
But to all who believed him and received him, he gave the right to become children of God.
凡接受他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权利，成为神的儿女。
This is the other group.
这是第二部分人。
Where do you find yourself this morning?
你自己是哪一部分呢？
The group that says, "No, I got it. I'm going to do things my own way."
你是拒绝神的，要靠自己的人吗？
Religion is for weak people. I don't believe all that stuff.
我不相信这些信仰迷信，这些都是给很软弱的人的。
Or those who say the gift of Jesus is for me.
或者是另外一部分人说，耶稣真的是赐给我的恩典。
And we believe and we receive.
然后我愿意相信和接受。
And we become children of God.
然后我们就可以成为神的儿女。
That's the gift of Jesus.
这就是耶稣这样一份礼物恩典。
And that is why Paul says,
就为什么保罗说
Thanks be to God for this gift, too wonderful for words.
这是为什么保罗说感谢神，因他的恩赐难以形容。
We're going to close this morning by praying. Perhaps most, if not all of us this morning, are people who have believed and received Jesus, the gift of Jesus already.
我们要以祷告来结束今天的信息。大部分人是已经接受了这份恩典的。
And if so, that's great.
如果你已经接受了，很好。
But you know what I have found?
但你知道我发现什么吗？
I have found that sometimes people who have received the gift of Jesus still have parts of their lives and messed up areas where they say, not this part, Jesus.
但我发现就算是我们接受神的恩典的人，常常在心里面也抓着一块不愿意让神来做工的。
The only way it's going to work in our lives is if we receive the gift of Jesus into every area of our lives.
我们的生命想要被神翻转，就是要允许神在我们的生命每一个方面都来做工。
So let's close in prayer this morning.
所以我们以祷告来结束今天的信息。
I'm going to pray for you, you pray for yourself.
我为大家来祷告，大家也为自己来祷告。
Because Jesus is here this morning through the Holy Spirit.
因为耶稣借着圣灵现在就与我们同在。
With all of the wonderful things He is and all that He provides.
有他自己，他是他所是和他所有的所有的恩典。
For every area of your life.
对于你的生命当中的每一个部分都是如此。
He is the perfect gift.
他对你而言就是那份完美的礼物。
Jesus, this morning, we thank you for coming and giving yourself to us.
耶稣，我们谢谢你，把你自己献给了我们。
God, thank you for giving us your one and only Son because you loved us so much.
主啊，谢谢你爱我们爱到一个地步，把你的独生子赐给我们。
I choose this morning for the first time or again.
我今天早上要来第一次或者是再一次来接受。
To open my heart and to open my hands.
要打开我的心，打开我的手。
And to open my life to receive you.
打开我所有的生命来接纳你。
Would you come in with your light?
愿你带着你的光照进我的心。
And shine light inside me.
让我的心里面充满光明。
Where it is dark, bring light.
在黑暗的地方，你的光照进来。
Where it is dirty, make it clean.
在肮脏的地方，求你来帮我洁净。
Where it is broken and a mess, would you repair and restore?
求你帮我恢复那些破碎的、很糟糕的地方。
Where it is dead, would you come in and give life again?
那些已经死去的地方，主啊，求你带来生命。
You are our gift, too wonderful for words.
你真的是一个无法用言语来形容的恩典。
And we thank you and we receive you again.
我们感谢你，我们也再次来接纳你。
In your name we pray.
奉你的名求。Amen.
Amen. 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 God bless you this Christmas.
上帝祝福大家圣诞快乐。
I'm happy to give the gift of an orange to someone.
我愿意把我的橙子献给一个人。
But you don't get my bracelet.
但是你拿不到我的手链。
That's okay. Don't forget, Melrose, have you sent the, have you sent